Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. In the last 48 hours, according to the app Sharktivity, there have been at least 7 sightings of great whites off the coast of Cape Cod. And last summer, we saw 2 attacks, including one that led to the tragic death of a 26-year-old man. Here's what Massachusetts shark expert Greg Skomel told us earlier this week about the increase in sightings.
What's changing is with the high densities of seals in certain areas, they're moving into shallow areas in bigger numbers, like we would move to a restaurant, aggregate at a restaurant, a good eatery. And that's exactly what these sharks are doing.
So the sharks are gathering at their favorite Cape eatery. But are the increased shark sightings and last summer's lethal attack impacting Cape Cod tourism and business? For more on that, let's turn to Rich Barlow. He's a senior reporter for BU Today. He writes regularly for WBUR's Cognoscenti. And he wrote about this for a special series called Sharks and Cape Cod for BU Today. Rich, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
Rich, I don't want to minimize the tragedy from last summer, but can you remind us of how unlikely a shark attack really is?
You are more likely to be hit by a car. You are more likely to suffer a stroke or a cardiac problem. You're actually more likely to have an office vending machine topple on top of you than be attacked by a shark.
Okay, so that puts it in perspective. So why then? What's driving the fear? Why are people so afraid? Because we don't skitter past the vending machine in fear that it's going to fall on
us. No, we don't. And as somebody who once was hit by a pickup truck, when I go into the water, I'm not worried about a pickup truck coming after me. I do have in the back of my mind shark concerns. Expert psychologists will tell you that there's very primal emotional fear that overrides the rational assessment of risk. In part, it's the idea of an animal with, I don't know how many hundreds of razor sharp teeth chewing you to death grips the human imagination as a very unpleasant, painful way to die. On top of that, there's the lack of control factor that a human being has in the water. You're in this murky water. This beast creeps up on you seemingly from nowhere, shadowy. It's in its element. You're not. It's a better swimmer than you are. And it seems as if you're helpless. There's nothing you can do. So that helplessness and the unpleasant way to go makes our fears override our risk assessment.
Yeah, you're kind of freaking me out, I got to tell you, that description.
Well, for what it's worth, Jaws is my all-time favorite movie.
There you go.
The tragedies aside, so it hasn't stopped me completely. But.
Yeah. All right. So despite the fact that I might be more likely to have a vending machine fall on me, sightings are up. There is a bigger seal population, so there's more food for predators to come to. What are you hearing from Cape Cod businesses about the impact on bottom lines from these increased sightings?
Well, the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce, who I reached out to yesterday in anticipation of our talking, keeps monthly tallies of occupancy rates at places like rentals and such. They don't have June's numbers in yet, and so obviously they don't have the very crucial 4th of July weekend we just passed. They did do late May research, including focus groups, to try and get a sense of what might happen. And according to the chamber, they didn't expect a huge decrease, or people were telling them we're still going to come to the Cape. They didn't expect a huge decrease in tourists, but there might be some behavioral changes among swimmers, whether that's not going in the water at all, swimming at your inn's pool, going to a pond or lake on the Cape as opposed to the water, or just going in up to your ankles to cool off and talk with friends. They had some sense that people might alter their swimming patterns. That said, I also heard from an innkeeper in Chatham, which has been Shark Central in recent years, that we talked to for our series. And he said his business so far has been slightly off. He can't really explain at this point why, it's too early to say. He did say that the streets of Chatham were jammed over the 4th of July weekend. And anyone who I've talked to, some people who've driven to the Cape this summer, and they say the bridge traffic going over is as crazy as it's ever been. So it's all anecdotal at this point, but there may be some small decrease in some businesses. The main hit, I think, has been surf shops.
So it sounds like then what you're saying is, depending on what your activity of choice is, there are plenty of things to do on the Cape that don't bring you in contact with sharks. I'm assuming surf shops, because water's deeper, the bottom of the board looks like a dolphin, right, or a seal, right?
Right. Surfers go out further. They are more risk averse, some would say, to than other activities. And
I've never really thought of a surfer as risk averse.
Well, looking at the waves out here aren't like they are in Hawaii, that may be one difference. But also keep in mind, I'm not a surfer either, but a well-known surfer some months ago, well before the season, after the attacks of last summer, put out the word that he thought surfers should avoid the Cape. So, and one person who owns a surf shop on the Cape, who spoke with my colleague Joel Brown for another story in the series, told him that his business was off, and he attributed that to the concerns about sharks.
All right. So when you put all that together, though, as I'm listening to you, I find myself wondering, now, wait a minute. Does the Cape have a shark problem? Does the Cape have a publicity problem? Is it some a bit of both? You know, it's a little confusing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, given the fact that one man was killed last year, the first death by
Since
shark.
Since 1936, I think.
And like going the better part of a century. And another man was almost killed last year in Truro, had very serious attack. I would never say that, given those two tragedies, that it's not a problem at all. The question is it a huge, widespread problem, you know, like people being killed on the highway? No. And so that means that to some degree, you're right. If there is any fallout because of the sharks, it's a perception problem. But business runs and makes its money off perception. You can't
run
a business on hope.
And how big is the tourism industry, both in Massachusetts and the Cape? Do you have a sense of that?
Well, down on the Cape, the tourist spending is north of $1 billion.
Per year.
And that's roughly, I was actually surprised at this, that's about a little less than 6% of overall visitor spending in Massachusetts. Now, when you stop to think, Massachusetts is a destination. Boston, with its history and culture, the Berkshires out west, the college campuses in the central part of the state and the western part of the state, they all bring in tourists too. But so as a percentage of spending, I was surprised. But I think the visitorship to the Cape Cod seashore, National Seashore, is 4 million annually. And those are people who come for a variety of reasons, swimming, hiking, biking, nature watching, whatever. But 4 million people is a lot. And $1 billion is a lot.
Yeah. I mean, if 1% loss of that is still millions of dollars,
right,
to this question of perception and reality. I think I've heard that you know how many people who get down, those 4 million who get to the water, how many really go in?
That really surprised me. The Chamber of Commerce told us that they had a study some years back where 77% of beachgoers did not get their bathing suit wet. So almost 8 out of every 10 people who go to the beach on the Cape are either sun worshipers or playing volleyball, or, as I say, dip their ankles in and leave it at that. And that was one reason why the business community was wary but optimistic that last year's tragedies would not make a huge dent, at least not right away, in visitors.
All right. So what's the message to businesses on the Cape now and to folks who might head down there? Is it just keep going? Is it prevention is important? What would your message be at this point?
Well, I'm just the reporter. I'd leave it to the businesses. And if you look at some of the websites that businesses on the Cape, hospitality industry.
What has been the message?
Yeah, their message has been, we're still open for business. You should take some reasonable precautions. Their websites have information about sharks. Some of the beaches have put up shark alert signs. A number of them have put first aid kits with shark-specific materials like tourniquets on or near the beaches. So, My family is not going to the Cape this year for reasons totally unrelated to sharks. If we didn't have alternate plans, I would certainly consider the Cape. I might not go out as far as I did, but then I'm one of those paranoid people who worries about a machine and the office falling
right
on you.
Fair enough. That's Rich Barlow. He's a senior reporter for BU Today. He wrote about tourism and sharks for a special series, Sharks in Cape Cod. You can find a link to that on our website, radioboston.org. Rich, thanks.
Thank you for having me.
Stay tuned. There's more ahead. I'm Tiziana Deering, and this is Radio Boston.